We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
640, 416 till 7 on this Wednesday before Holy Thursday and then Good Friday and Holy Saturday and then Easter Sunday. Weather's going to be calm and quiet till and beautiful today. Tomorrow, highs of 72, then it warms through Easter Sunday. All the way to like the mid-80s with a lot of humidity, so it's going to feel even warmer than that. Right now, we're about 60 degrees if you average the temperatures in the area, and we're joined by Greg Upton, our friend, executive director of LSU Center for Energy Studies, and the new executive director, right? You are no more than you're not the interim director anymore. You are the executive director. Congratulations.
Thanks, Tommy. I appreciate it. Yep, that news came out yesterday, officially happened last week, so I feel super honored and appreciative.
You know, it's interesting. I've never met you, but you look exactly as I would have pictured you, and that often doesn't happen.
That's funny.
Yeah. Let's talk about what's happening with the second offshore auction with locations for wind energy in Louisiana. Off the Gulf of Mexico,
yeah, so you might...
I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. So you might recall last February of 2023, BOEM announced the first offshore wind lease sale in the Gulf of Mexico. There was really two areas. One was south of Lake Charles area, and the other one was in Texas waters. And then in September, that lease sale was conducted, and there were two successful bids that happened, one of which was south of Lake Charles. And so we had talked about that one several times. And so that project at this point is likely moving forward. Of course, we don't have all the details on it, but at least they've obtained the lease. Last Thursday, BOEM, which, by the way, BOEM is the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, that is the federal agency that is responsible for leasing of, by the way, offshore wind as well as oil and gas in the Gulf of Mexico. They announced that they're going to have a second a lease sale later this year. And so there are four areas that have been proposed, two of which are, again, south of the Lake Charles area. It's really that southwest Louisiana, which is the area that has the larger wind resource. And so that will move forward likely later this fall. So we'll watch and see what happens with it.
I'm seeing here in the story by Mark Schlefstein about at NOLA.com about a goal of 5 gigawatts, 24.7 gigawatts total. Talk about that in context, if you would, Greg, about how much energy is produced by wind and how efficient is it for people that don't know and automatically hear wind and or they hear wind and automatically say it sucks.
Yeah, so to get to that 5 gigawatt goal, which I believe what you're citing is the governor's task force. Of course, we had the Climate Action Task Force in Louisiana, and we said, well, what are these goals to reduce carbon emissions and kind of how much of the build out of different kind of technologies would we need? One of those technologies was wind. And so you're talking 5 gigawatts. That's 5,000 megawatts of generating capacity. And so each one of these projects is going to be probably a few hundred megawatts. And so you're going to need a whole lot of projects in order to build those out. A few hundred megawatt project, I can go pull the specific numbers, but it's going to power, let's say, several thousand households on an annualized basis. So of course the electricity generation is going to go up and down with the wind. But if you kind of average that out over the year, one of these projects would be several thousand households that it would power.
So as it stands now with all the energy, electricity, let me get this straight, electric power generation, natural gas, coal, nuclear, hydroelectric, the state is producing 24.7 gigawatts. The goal with wind was 5 gigawatts. Now, with what BOEM has opened up and what's already happening with wind, what kind of gigawatts are we producing? I'm just trying to keep the numbers straight in my head. Or could we produce?
Yeah, so, okay, without getting too technical, so there's the capacity of a plant. So that is going to be the maximum amount of electricity that the plant can produce at any one given moment.
Okay.
And then there's the amount of electricity generated. That is going to be cited in like megawatt hours or kilowatt hours. So that's going to be that capacity times the span of the time that it is. And so when you look at these renewable projects, you know, it's sometimes we say, oh, well, this is how many gigawatts of capacity we have in the state. This is the gigawatt of capacity for this project. But that's actually going to kind of overstate the share of the total electricity generated. And the reason for that is these dispatchable plants, of course, they could dispatch 24/7 if they needed to, while these renewable sources are going to have this intermittent nature. So right now we're really looking at, I mean, a very, very, very small share of the state's electricity generation coming from wind. So we've got the two projects in state waters that we've talked about, one in southwest Louisiana, one off of Fouchon. We're going to see those move forward. That's going to be probably a few years. Now we've got this project in federal waters that, again, we had the lease sale for that you and I just talked about. Mm-hmm. Again, for that to come into fruition, that's going to be several years. And then we'll have this lease sale that happens this November. But in terms of a share of the electricity generated for the foreseeable future, this is going to be a very, very, very small share of the state's,
total
electricity generated.
Trying to ask in my own clumsy way, Jeff. Greg, I'm sorry. That's what I was thinking about, buckets. If we had a bucket and we need X amount of energy, how much is this going to contribute to the bucket? And the answer is not a lot.
That's correct. That's exactly right. Yeah, and I'm going to pull a number for you. So we did, an example of a 200 megawatt facility. And that'll generate enough power for about 30,000 Louisiana residential households.
Okay, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back, and that's the generation part of it. It's in terms of generating electricity, but in terms of generating jobs and profiting off of this, that's another consideration, right? Because I don't know if it's a nascent technology. I don't know if there's a lot of improvement or efficiencies to be made in this. We can talk about that when we come back. But if there is money to be made at it, and I know Louisiana offshore supply companies have already contributed to building these things on the eastern seaboard, well, if there's money to be made, why don't we go ahead and do it? We'll pick it up. We come back with Greg Upton, Executive Director of LSU Center for Energy Studies. 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Greg Upton, newly appointed Executive Director of LSU's Center for Energy Studies, and well-deserved. Greg, when it comes to wind energy, we talked about the power generation part of it, but there's also an economic consideration, right? And Louisiana industries that are and businesses that are already in place to service these things, and talk about that and the role that they've played on the eastern coast already.
Yeah, so Louisiana is actually incredibly well-positioned in terms of our workforce in that we have serviced this offshore oil and gas industry for over a half century. And so we've got that workforce, we have the infrastructure built up to do it. And so this is, you know, it becomes obvious whenever you see the projects that have happened in the Northeast, for instance. We've had dozens of companies, Louisiana companies, actually go up there to work on those projects. And so this is a comparative advantage for us. In terms of the jobs impact, so I just pulled up an economic impact study that we had actually conducted for one of these offshore wind projects. And so for one project, it's about 1,000 jobs over the construction period is needed to construct these things. And that's going to include the construction jobs themselves offshore, as well as all the support activities that occur onshore. And then once that that facility is completed, in this instance, it was about a 200-megawatt utility-scale offshore wind farm, it's going to support something about 100 jobs ongoing into the future. So these things are, of course, going to need maintenance offshore. They're going to need, in order to get offshore, you're going to have the maritime industry support that. You're going to have all of the equipment and those kind of things. It's going to have to be manufactured in order to support these. And so that gives you about 100 jobs a year supported from one of these offshore wind projects.
Yeah, and people always look at it as either or, a binary choice between wind or oil and gas. And I see a line here from Mark in his story that says, some of the lease areas were reduced in size to avoid conflicts with shrimp harvesting and oil and gas exploration and production. At what point do these conflicts arise, and how much of a problem could it be, wind conflicting with either shrimp or oil and gas?
So I think that, you know, within the coastal zone and and offshore, there are so many considerations to be taken into account when building out any kind of infrastructure. This is with the coastal restoration projects that we see moving forward. It's with oil and gas infrastructure. It's with electricity infrastructure. All of the infrastructure that's built in that coastal zone and within offshore, all that infrastructure has to come together. And so, yes, it's certainly the case that whenever you're building an offshore wind farm, you're going to have to take that into account. It's certainly the case that both the state and the federal government, whenever they're deciding what areas it is that are going to be up for lease, they're going to consider these environmental factors. They're going to consider all these economic factors. But I would say that that's kind of the business as usual, regardless of the economic activity that you're talking about.
And in terms of oil and gas, you're not trying to get rid of oil and gas, correct, Greg? Just to be clear for people that are texting in.
Yep, I'm not trying to get rid of anything.
Just talking about making some money monetizing wind energy. That's all it is. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate your time.
Exactly
Executive
right.
Director, LSU Center for Energy Studies. Oil and gas ain't going anywhere. We're going to talk about bridges when we come back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.